Welcome to 5 More Minutes, a podcast where I talk about the gospel, and hopefully you are encouraged. I know that I am. Jesus is a very realistic teacher. In the midst of his teaching on loving enemies, he states that he understands that one of the things that will block us from loving even our friends, but also our enemies, is watching their circumstances and occasionally wishing that those circumstances were different. The passage reads this way: "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." There are all sorts of things that erode neighbor love. It is not intuitive, and when we believe it's intuitive, we get into all sorts of trouble. Look up Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14 if you believe it's intuitive. Oftentimes we're tired. And one of the reasons that we're tired is we look at the circumstances of the world, the circumstances of economics, of health, of relationships, and we get tired because sometimes the sun rises on the evil and on the good alike, all the time, actually. And sometimes the rain comes differently on the just and on the unjust. We wish that we could see all the workings of the world and believe that they're just and good. But it will not appear that way until Jesus returns. And so in the midst of this brand new teaching, because that's what it is, on love, that we not only love those who love us, but we love those who persecute us, our enemies. And by the way, you have enemies. It's way more biblical to own that and learn how to live in light of that than it is to believe, as the world would have it, that there are no enemies. We all are just fine. But what I love about this teaching is the realistic and gentle stance Jesus takes. In the midst of teaching us to love our enemies, he says, "For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." We will look around the world. We will look at others' lives and relationships and economics, and we will be troubled. And the problem with that is not that it's not legitimate. Jesus does not delegitimize our perspective on these things. The problem is that it erodes neighbor love. The alternative is a horrible one. Perhaps take a few moments and consider answering Jesus' questions. In verse 46, "For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have?" He doesn't answer that question for us except by inference that the alternative is horrible. So I love that Jesus does not delegitimize the disorientation of being a human being and watching others' lives and economics and relationships and health and how that erodes neighbor love. He does not leave us there, but teaches us in the midst of that to continue to love, because we are so loved by him. I conclude from this that it is no small thing to entrust our hearts to Jesus, not only for the eternal peace of salvation, but also in trusting the Holy Spirit to guide us into greater and greater neighbor love, despite the fact that we will see the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and that we will watch rain come down on the just and on the unjust alike. In the midst of that, we are still called to love, to be peacemakers, to the humility of the with God life. The alternative to that is horrible, and the reward for the with God life is worth it. That's it for 5 More Minutes this week. I hope that you're encouraged by the realistic, gentle teachings of Jesus.